Love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Tonight from Quintuplets, April Mattson is here. Good to see you, April.
Hello. Good to be here.
We've not met, have we?
Just maybe 2 minutes ago.
Okay, good.
Does that count?
No, doesn't count. This is this is it.
Yeah. Yeah. Normally we meet people and then forget.
I introduce myself to people I've met. Well, actually, family members oftentimes. Very embarrassing. Quintuplets Wednesday nights, 8:30 on Fox. We had Andy Richter on the show plugging it a couple months back. There's a new episode starts tomorrow night, by the way. And Richter seems like a pompous ass.
Oh,
raging
please.
Alcoholic, chain smoker.
Yeah, he's got, right.
I think he's on barbiturates. Must be tough to work with him.
No.
No?
No, he's... No.
Come on, he won't hurt you. You can speak freely.
No, I'm not afraid of him. He's...
He goes into a fugue state and he gets
I can definitely see, oh, he's a pompous ass. He is,
sure.
Sort of, but
yeah.
But it's okay. I mean,
it's
there's nothing wrong with it.
No, he knows he's good.
No, he is, and
he's good, and
he's
knows
really
it.
Smart.
And he knows he's got the look, too.
He's really smart.
April, this is going to be a long night for you. I feel the need to rescue you from this.
Why?
Richter, pompous ass.
Because we like Richter a lot.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I love Andy Richter.
Hold on a second. No. True, you don't like him that much.
Yeah, we do.
You said you're lukewarm on him.
What's not to like about Andy Richter?
I'm just kidding.
Honestly.
I'm retarded.
He admits he's retarded freely on
He was a guy that missed his date with us and then made it up.
That's true.
That was a rare, rare occurrence.
It takes a big man to do that. And Drew worked with him on he was in the Olsen Twins movie, Dr. Drew was.
Oh.
Did you catch that? New York
Mint? No, I know.
That's Cinematic Triumph? I don't understand.
Huh.
Chris, you check that out? No?
Chris, yeah.
Hold on, let me ask the third person. Adam? No. Okay. No. Nobody saw it, Drew. All right, but that's all right.
You don't have kids.
It's out on DVD. I don't know if I have kids. It's out on DVD. It's a big, thing. So, Quintuplets, how's it doing?
Good. Our ratings over the summer were really good, and we'll just see how it does in the fall. I mean, it could be a totally different thing. We have a little bit more competition with the fall scheduling, so.
Right.
But I have a good feeling about it. I mean, it's done really well so far, and.
Yeah. Well, Richter's a kiss of death, you know. He, so pompous, Drew. So very pompous.
Yeah,
no, we have our fingers crossed for the show. And not that we need to, but we're just doing
it because
it's comfortable.
Oh, good.
You know.
Just keeping your fingers crossed.
That's how I like to keep them.
I see.
Yeah. Yeah, otherwise they'll get away from you. Okay. It might go up something. All right, April, you know how the show goes?
A little bit. I've listened to, parts of it here and there, on and off.
Good.
In the car on the way.
Tonight, you're going to hear almost the whole show.
Oh, no.
Because I can't guarantee you're going to be listening for the entire show. There will be rants that I go on. Well,
you'll not listen.
You'll drift in and out.
Okay.
Drift in and out. No one will hold it against you. Christina?
Hello?
You're 22?
Yes.
What's up?
I've looked on my boyfriend's computer for a couple times now, and I find a bunch of, obese porn.
Yeah.
Fat girls, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, the computer is the male diary.
Yeah.
Not in the sense
footprint more than diary.
Well
it's the diary in the sense that for years men have been finding their girlfriends' diaries.
I see.
Oh, you slept with your prom date,
that's
or
how
you,
they find
you
out
did
all
this.
Their secrets.
Yeah, find out all this, all the guys that came before them, and all that kind of stuff. Guys never had any reference point. They just lie their ass off. No one ever knew. Guys don't write things down. There's no recorded history, but the computer
that records the history,
and it's all there in living color. I mean, it's hard to deny that kind of stuff. And you can say, I was looking at something for a joke, or someone emailed me something. First two or three, but when you get into the hundreds, you know.
So
what I mean?
So what would you say about this guy?
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Are you fat?
I'm not that fat, but I mean, I've gained weight since I met him.
Well, maybe he sees the direction you're heading and just thinks he's going to head you off at the pass.
What's the beach there, so to speak?
Yeah,
so to
speak. He sees you climbing that morbid obesity mountain, and he's going to ramp up his sack.
Here's the thing about guys. Start getting a taste for it.
Here's what I'm saying, Drew. If you were going to go on Survivor, like if you knew you're going to go on the show Survivor,
the week before it,
you wouldn't be eating, scampi and surf and turf and Yorkshire pudding or something. You'd try to start getting yourself used to eating some rice and some raw fish or something. You know what I mean? You wouldn't want to go.
Geared up.
So he's gearing himself up.
But here's the deal. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the diary, the historical record that guys leave behind isn't necessarily a reflection of what they want in reality.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
They get aroused by stuff they look at just because whatever.
Right.
It's the visual cortex.
It's like
the arousal system.
I focus on the big jug stuff and I...
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah. Okay, scratch that. No, Drew, you may be wrong.
No, but
You're horribly wrong.
It also can translate to real life, but not necessarily to real life. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, guys are much more sort of...
They have a
morbid curiosity around sex and almost anything else.
But things that arouse them, that are visual, may not arouse them in the whole real life setting.
I just mean, the guys who buy all those Seven Faces of Death videos and stuff, those are all guys.
Yes.
They don't want to die themselves. They don't want to kill anybody, but they're very sort of curious in the macabre and the bizarre.
Yeah?
Could be that, Christina. How much do you weigh?
Well, I weigh like 200 pounds, but I'm 6 feet tall.
Ooh, a lot of woman.
Can I ask her a question?
Sure.
So if he was looking at porn where the women were slender and good look, would you be mad?
No.
Or does it just bother you that he's looking?
No, I actually wouldn't.
Really?
No.
That really pisses me off.
Oh, really?
My boyfriend is not allowed to see another woman naked.
Really?
He can see a woman naked whenever he wants.
Adam,
he just tells me to take it would piss me off.
One second, sidebar.
Well, first off, let me tell you something. He sees another woman naked every time he blinks.
Yeah.
Just for a millisecond.
No, I don't want to know that.
Every time his eyes close for a millisecond.
And somewhere there's a computer overloaded with history.
Yeah.
A footprint left behind the size of Bigfoot.
I check it.
Hold on, Drew. I think she can hear us.
No,
let's just get back to it. It's getting obvious now. Hey, okay.
Anyway.
Your boyfriend not allowed to. What if you found a Playboy? If you found a Playboy in his apartment,
I would be furious. Oh, not just because of the Playboy, but because he knows how I feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
That would upset me.
Well, this guy's gone underground.
But let me say this: if you have it, let's just say you had a very semi unreasonable expectation, but you felt very strong about it
for him.
You know what I mean?
That he had for her?
What I'm saying is you wouldn't be mad at him because he had a Playboy. You'd be mad at him because he knows the way you feel about it.
But the way she feels about it is because he has the Playboy.
Right.
It's a circular argument.
Yes, it's both.
All right. And why? Why all the strong feelings?
I don't know. I just feel like maybe it's, just being insecure about being compared to another woman or something. I don't know, maybe it comes down to that, but I just think, well, if he can see, okay, this is the way I put it with him. Anything that you would be uncomfortable with another man seeing me do, you shouldn't see another woman do. So if he would be uncomfortable with me stripping for other men, then he shouldn't see another woman strip.
Does he have to whiz sitting down too?
No.
He's allowed to stand. Because you wouldn't do it that way.
No.
Okay.
No, it's no.
All
it's,
right. All right.
I have a theory here. I have a point.
Let's hear the theory.
That's the theory. Don't you think it is?
Hold on a second.
What, you don't think
there's anything to that theory, April?
There's
something to
There's not much, but a little bit.
Okay. But let me just say this. First off, it's a horrible sign when you say, I have a theory, and then the person says, well, let's hear it.
And, I just did it.
And actually, in anything, like if you go, I'm going to audition with something from Cat off a hot tin roof, and you go, oh, let's have it. And I go, I already did it.
Unless you're going to be the fastest guy in the West.
No, only time it's good is like when you're a dentist.
Yes.
You need a root canal.
It's all done.
It's done.
Yeah.
All right. So... here's the theory. Here's the flaw in your theory.
Okay.
All right.
Flaw is how different men and women are.
This is how it works. I say that, then you jump in.
Okay, go ahead.
Please, how dare you.
I beg your pardon.
The flaw is how different men and women are. No, Drew is right. Men and women are different.
Profoundly.
And when you start whatever theory you have from, we're both going to start from the same point, it's flawed because we're not
But
the
we
same.
Aren't because... That is why my theory is the way it is, because I didn't say, oh, well, you don't look at other women naked and I won't look at other men naked, because I understand that, you know what I mean? I mean, me looking at naked women or naked men is not going to arouse me physically.
Right.
The way him, I mean, of course not. That's why I use the theory that way. Anything
Drew,
you would
Drew
not
could
want,
get you going.
If
by the
you
way.
Wouldn't want a man, you know what I'm saying? If you wouldn't want other men being physically aroused watching me, then why?
Is your concern? Here's what I think Adam is relating to in this theory that I like too, is that it's the exploitation of women that's bothering you.
That's huge.
Or,
that's part
okay.
Of, yeah.
So that because that's a viable position,
yeah,
but to
huge.
Say to start being. You know, he's comparing me to other people and stuff. That's missing how men work entirely. That is
right, and that I honestly believe like that's something that if that men were my insecurity, that's my problem. You know what I'm saying? Like I understand that because I know that I know that he loves me and I know that he finds me attractive. Or we wouldn't be
together. Let's get really all the way down to it.
Right.
Do you think he what happens if he masturbates and is thinking about somebody else other than you? Not looking at pictures, but just thinking about somebody else.
I would kill him. I actually ask him.
It's not possible for a guy not to do that.
No, don't tell me that.
He lies
and it's good and he should lie.
No,
that's fine.
I don't need to know that.
You should attack him for lying when he gets home.
Because males have in the biology of the male.
I'd rather
listen,
him lie.
In the biology of the male is a necessity
for
diversity in arousing thoughts. It's in the biology.
I'm doing it with my foot.
Now,
right
you know you're getting him in trouble right now.
He's not tell you about
I'm
it.
Totally kidding.
He's done the right thing. He lied to you about it.
Right.
He lied.
No, you're right. And
diabolical.
He's right because at that point I would rather, you know, sometimes he says things and I'm like, I don't need to know that that's in your head.
That's good.
It's better I don't know.
I like April's logic. It's very consistent all the way through.
Hold on. She hasn't given it yet.
I beg your pardon.
All right.
Well, I like the theory.
Well, I got to give you guys something to listen for, right? I got to give the listener or something. I'll have a theory by the end of the
I'm on the edge of my
end
chair.
Of the time.
I like your theory. Avoiding exploitation of women is good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good not thing. Wanting to hear how men actually function. I can't blame her for that.
All right.
Right.
All right. She gets her boyfriend a lie. Huh. Look, here's what I'm saying. You're young. You're 23. Mm-hmm. Eventually, you just run out of steam. You don't care.
You just
don't care. You could walk in. He'd be on top of your sister and your mom, and you just step right over him to get to the kitchen.
All right.
That those days will come.
That'll be good.
It'll be good.
Yeah.
It's a relief. Let's face it. But it won't be quick.
I'm looking forward to it.
Is this Marie or Mari?
It's Mari.
Mari. What's happening?
Nothing. I have a question for you.
All right.
But I'm really nervous.
All right.
Don't
babe.
Be nervous.
You're
okay.
Fine.
Okay. So my question is, like, I don't know, concerning my period, I guess. I'm abnormal. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll have my period every 9 months or so.
Every 9 months?
Yeah. Like, it's really weird. I went to the doctor. They
it's
said
a miscarriage.
Normal. But I found that, like, every time, like, I'll go a while without having sex, and, like, this time, my boyfriend's been gone for the last 2 months, and when he came back, we had sex last night, and then I, like, started bleeding this morning.
Right.
And it happened the same time he came back. Like, last time he came back, me and him had sex, and then the next day...
And Kapowie again.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, like, what's up with this? Like,
well,
I'll go... A long
all right,
time
quiet. Quiet.
Okay, we got it. Got
okay,
it.
Well, first of all, I mean, it is normal for, I mean, if I'm around the time of starting my period and then I have sex, like, it does induce it. I think it does happen a little bit sooner than normal.
And some women bleed with sex every
time. Yeah, that's true. And so, my concern is that she doesn't have a period for so long. Do you work out a lot?
No, I don't.
You don't?
Well, let's explain that. What you have is something called oligomenorrhea. Mm-hmm. And what April's asking about is if you're underweight, severely underweight, sometimes that will cause you to lose your period. So
no,
that's a viable question.
I'm not underweight. I'm like normal, I guess.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, here's the deal. You have oligomenorrhea.
So.
You have unstable lining of the uterus. So when you have sex, the uterine lining is stimulated to come off.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, you're not cycling normally. Maybe you're not ovulating. Maybe you have anovulatory. So it's hard to know. Maybe you're having cysts or endometriosis, or maybe it's what's called a hypothalamic pituitary dysfunction. Where the actual chemistry between the brain and the ovaries isn't properly cycled. And that's something that really should be evaluated thoroughly by a gynecologist. Has that been looked into?
It has been. I've gone to the gynecologist.
What are they calling us? What's the name they put upon this
They
thing?
Have never given me any name. They've said that it's just, like, I'm still young. My body hasn't adjusted.
All right.
How old
no,
are you?
Not at 21.
Not.
Not at 21. 21? No.
Okay.
Have they suggested you go on the birth control pill, maybe?
They did. And when I did go on birth control, like, I was on it for 2 months, and I had my period for 2 months, like, consecutively, and I took myself off that.
This is all sign that you probably, if you ever had an ultrasound of your uterus? You need more evaluation. It all suggests that you've got a buildup there that sort of becomes unstable.
Where's your boyfriend? Why is he only blown into town every once in a while?
He works out of town up on the North Slope. So.
Oh, he works out of town. I see.
Yeah.
So that's why he comes into town.
Yeah,
he's not in the town.
What does he do out of town?
He works up on the slope.
Oh, okay. Wait, Adam, let's get that down again. He works out of town.
He tends the slope.
He's up on the slope. Doesn't tend
He's
to
up
it.
On the slope.
Just works up on the slope.
What?
North
By
slope.
The way, what does he do? Could there be more basics? Like, what do you do, Drew? I'm out in Pasadena. Yeah.
Not
where,
the north side.
Not where do you do it? Oh, he's north side. All right. What's he do on the north side?
He builds scaffolding for the oil
God,
companies.
That that's got to suck.
Yeah.
All right.
Scaffolding.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Putting up these calls.
Oil companies.
From Alaska.
It's rigs.
Scaffolding.
Yes.
Is he out on a rig?
No, he's not. He's up on the range. I don't know, out in the middle of nowhere.
This,
wow.
This is akin to trying to understand what her father did for a living.
Yeah. Wildcat.
Yeah.
All right, Mari.
Yes.
Now go back to the,
Good thing on college, you need further workup.
Yes.
Oh, what a perfect opportunity.
Gotcha,
what do you think? Shall we?
We
occasionally visited by Chief Running Bear. Yeah, this is Chief Running Bear, who is a Native American gynecologist. Speaks only Navajo.
Is he giving your advice right now?
Paiute. I think he's having a coronary.
Hey, why?
Okay, Chief.
Hey. Hey,
would you like to tackle Mari or maybe Christine? Who's
hey, one, hey, hey, get you. Yeah, why, hey,
Christine can't orgasm.
Hey, hey,
it's hard to believe. I know. It's very difficult. It's imagine.
Is that really someone who's calling? Can't orgasm?
Yes.
Oh, I'd love to talk about that.
Adam would like to know what you're saying.
But the last one, I'm wondering.
I mean, Chief Running Bear.
She said that she was on birth control for 2 months consecutively, and she had two consecutive periods.
No, she bled continuously.
Oh, okay. Why'd she? All right.
Okay,
one. Let's talk about orgasms.
Chief says yes.
Okay.
Uh-oh, Chris. Coffee, please. Coffee.
Hey. Yeah.
Coffee.
Now,
Chris, how many times do you have to request? Please, Chris.
Chief,
it's okay. It's all right. You know.
Hey, retarded.
$10 an hour.
Hey, too much. Too much wampum.
Christine.
Yeah, hey.
17.
Yeah, catch you.
Christine.
Yeah, hey.
Christine.
Yeah, hey.
Chief. Oh, yes. What's going on, Christine? You're on with Chief Running Bear.
Well, me and my boyfriend have been together for about 4 months now. And I can't seem to have an orgasm when we have sex.
Sex? How long have you been having sex, just since you've known him?
Yeah, for about a month now.
And Chief was asking, you're interested in having an orgasm during intercourse?
Right.
That's what you can't do? Chief?
I can't.
Okay, Chief, Christine, the Chief wonders if your boyfriend attempts oral sex.
If that doesn't necessarily work.
He says you've never. Wait, I can't repeat that. This is a guest. I know you. More coffee, Chris. Coffee. April, Chief puts great spiritual value in that act. Yes, no kidding. Yes, he says very, very much so. The oral sex.
He doesn't have a vagina.
But in his experience, when he has encountered one, they never function without that. That's what he says.
Okay.
Okay. Really?
Christine, on the other hand, let me interpret what she's telling you, Chief.
Yeah.
Fall out like slot machine at Indian reservation.
Hey, Christine.
Is he going to do that for the rest of the time?
No.
He
wants you to get coffee.
Somebody get him.
April.
I'll get him coffee if he'll stop.
Okay. Christine.
Yeah.
Why do I always break a sweat when Chief Running Bear comes around here? I know. I'm sorry. He's saying a prayer. He's getting back into his spiritual space to deal with Christine's orgasm problem. Okay. Christine. Yeah, so you've been with your boyfriend for 4 months. You've been having sex with him for that time, yes?
Mm-hmm.
He's your first sexual partner?
Yes.
And you've only been attempting to have orgasms through intercourse?
Right.
The Chief has some advice on various positions. And he looked to April.
He did some hand motions and describing
it's
a few.
It's hard for me.
I used my imagination, but I think I figured out what he was trying to show.
I lost the translation, but maybe you can help a little bit.
Get your reverse tomahawk.
Okay, but Christine, can you have an orgasm by yourself?
Yes.
That's what I was going to ask.
You can.
Okay, can I ask her some questions?
Yes, please, go right ahead. Well, okay, Chief.
Do you use something or do you use your hand?
Hand.
Promise?
Huh? Yeah.
Well, don't let people... Women lie about how they masturbate. I'm just saying, women lie about how they masturbate.
Yeah, why?
There you are.
Because sometimes we use odd things.
Why?
And so,
like what?
It's good to know.
Chief is very interested.
We'll get to that. But
Chief, nitroglycerin. This is under your tongue.
Coffee.
Where do you put the pressure when you are doing it? This will help. I promise. Is it a clitoris thing or?
Yeah.
Or an internal thing.
Or internal.
It's internal.
Okay. I'm the same way.
Yeah, hey.
Oh, wait.
Now. I'm going to give her some good advice in telling you.
Please. What's interesting, Christine?
Because sometimes you need pressure in both areas, and it's hard to find the right position to do that.
But the thing about women is they all function very, very
totally. That's why I'm asking her where she likes
that. And a woman
that
can have an orgasm with intercourse is extremely rare. It's exceedingly unusual. As God is the chief's witness, as the many gods are his witness, as the hawk who soars in the sky tells him when he sees him soaring past, he thinks of his sexual... No, I don't want to hear about your sexual exploits, Chief. Thank you. All right, we got to get to it. Chief, okay. Let's hear from April.
She
was trying to give Christine some good advice.
Are you comfortable with this guy enough to just experiment and play around? Because you just have to find out what works. And you have to try to do whatever you do to yourself, you have to try to make the pressure go there with him. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You might attempt... Here's a couple of people. Maybe some oral sex also, and do not be afraid to instruct a male what you need.
Totally, they love it.
They're completely looking for that. Chief, would you agree?
Of course. Chief, turn head dress around for one thing.
Do you know how to use your Kegel muscles?
He does. Chief does. Get some coffee. Would you take the chief out, please, Chris? I appreciate it. Thank you, Chief. Very, very helpful. Thank you so much. Thanks, Adam. The chief would really do a great job.
Chief. He's
amazing.
He looked like he needed a warm up on the coffee.
You know what? Listen, here's the deal.
We got to go to break.
He's now working at a casino.
Wow.
The chief. It's amazing.
Found gainful employment. All right. Because I knew he was driving a van out here for a while. April Mattson here tonight from Quintuplets. On Fox Wednesday nights, 8:30. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Love Line. Man, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Jamie Kennedy in here tomorrow night. April Mattson in here tonight from Quintuplets on Fox, 8:30 Wednesday nights. And, of course, can't forget to mention Crank Anchors, my beloved Crank Anchors, on tonight. On Comedy Central, 10:30.
Crank Anchor.
I think Ludacris is doing a voice for us tonight.
Oh, boy.
So you want to make sure and check that out. Let's get back to the phones. We'll speak to Beth, who's 21. Hi. Beth?
Hi.
What's up?
Nothing. I was wondering what you guys think about... I want to experiment, and it's more me than my boyfriend. I want to try, a threesome or, the whole swinger thing, the foursome.
Mm-hmm. Foursome. Well, now, a threesome means you, your boyfriend, and a girl.
Yeah,
correct?
Or it's like a couple and us, and then
right,
you...
Right, well, that's the foursome, right?
Yeah.
Chaos.
In which case, do you have sex with the guy, the other guy?
Yeah. You just switch part.
No,
like,
I'm hip. I'm hip.
Yeah.
I've seen the movie.
Saddle up.
Yeah.
Wear a condom, please.
All right, so something's a little... You got a little screw loose, yeah?
What happened to you, Beth?
Where's your dad?
Where's my dad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Home. Working.
Yeah. Yeah?
Yeah.
Works from home?
Why do you need that chaos in your life?
Yeah, what's going on? Something's happening.
Is there violence in your home growing up or something?
That what?
some aggression or violence? Your dad alcoholic or something?
No, my parents are just really overprotective. Like,
no.
I guess they would punish me more than my brother, I guess you could
would
say.
Would they hit you?
Yeah.
Okay. Would they hit you with objects?
When I was younger, yeah.
Okay. Well, one didn't count when she was three.
Oh, yeah. Spanked or hit?
This is not a normal impulse. This is, okay. Impulse comes from abuse.
Okay. Well, hit with objects. But what if the object's like a Nerf bat or something?
Or a feather duster?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a swatch of velvet or something.
No, I'm sure Beth got belt and stuff.
What do you get hit with? You get hit with combs, belts?
Yeah.
What are else that you find in the closet?
Wooden spoons.
Wooden spoons?
I got hit with a belt. But
did
I was
you?
Not abused.
No.
I got spanked.
Sure.
I mean, it was not.
Don't get Drew started.
Hitting with an object is abuse. It has an effect on the brain development.
No.
It just does.
All right.
It just does.
All right. Well, wait a minute.
And it may not. You may be able to manage it, but it has an effect on development. And usually it creates impulses like this.
Well, knocked a few orgasms loose, I'll tell you that.
What's wrong with that?
If that's what
the belt
does.
Thank you, Daddy.
Bring it on. Thank you, Daddy. Oh, Christ.
Hey.
All right. So, Beth.
Yes.
So, are your parents hyper-religious or something?
No, they just have a lot of expectations, I guess you could say, because my dad's doing really well right now. Well, he's always done really well. Like, they put me in a private school with all girls.
All right. Well, that's a little payback time.
Yeah, you're going to act out against them.
If your dad ever found out about this, he would crawl out of his skin.
One of the things that kids do when they've been beaten is that they spend a lot of time trying to figure out ways to make trouble. And to be in an intimate relationship at your age must be very uncomfortable. And so a way to throw in a real serious wrench into the mix is to do something like this, and that relationship will explode in a world of chaos.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, and maybe not all that dramatic, but it's the beginning of the end when you're with somebody and you start talking about bringing in a third or fourth person.
And by the way, you're 21 and you're still under your parents. You're not 21, are you?
Yeah, I'm 21. But I'm not living at home. I'm living in my apartment.
Did you go to college?
Yeah, I'm going to college.
Junior college?
Excuse me?
Junior UTEP. College?
UTEP.
UTEP?
UTEP.
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 It's El Paso.
University of El Paso.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Your boyfriend, how long you been with him?
For a year now.
Okay. Well, you're ready for it to end, right?
Excuse me?
Are you ready for it to end?
No, we've just been having a lot of problems, I guess. And
it's not going to end. I hate it.
Just having a lot of problems. Okay. Well, clearly this is going to go on forever.
Yeah, well, this relationship, you're heading down will bring it to an end. A screeching halt.
And by the way, Beth, I don't know what it is, but so plotting. Like, you ready for... I mean, it's like, are you living at home? It's like, are you 21? Come on now. And yes, that is a passive-aggressive thing, and it's a weird thing. And everyone thinks I'm, you know,
it's a
hypersensitive prick,
no.
Which I may be, but I know it from doing the show. The people that were abused to some degree, beaten a little bit, whatever, kicked around as kids, they're angry.
They're hostile.
But you can't just go around being hostile to everybody, at least in an overt way. But one of the very interesting things that hostile people do, and you'll notice it from the person who's behind the counter at the car rental place, at the airport, to the hostess at the restaurant, to the traffic cops, to the callers on Loveline, every question you ask them, no matter how simple or rudimentary it is, there's like, one Mississippi,
they're fencing,
two Mississippi,
they're coming to,
and then they answer. Yeah. So everything feels like, a little dishonest, because it's like, how old are you? 22. It's like, first it's off, why'd you have to think about it so long? And then secondly, it's a weird way of being aggressive. You know what it is? It's equivalent to you sort of paying your bills in nickels. It's like, technically, you answered, but it was kind of... little FU quality. Yeah. And you have to wait on every answer, and it's a good way of screwing with somebody. Now, if you wait 10 seconds, someone's going to start yelling at you.
It also keeps you in control. When people have when they've been abused, the control becomes about everything. And then the other thing is it brings the abuse on you, which is acting out
the abuse.
You
may start yelling at them to get it in gear.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, relationship's over. Don't get pregnant. Don't let this guy get you pregnant. And a little therapy. All right.
Be good.
There we go. Let's talk to Ruth. Ruth?
Yes.
You have a question for April?
I really don't have a question. I have a comment.
All right.
Here we go.
Okay. Hi.
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 Hey, hey, Brian. Brian.
Right.
You got to coach people that as soon as somebody comes, talks to them, it's us.
All right.
Ruth.
All right. Ruth, here we go.
Hello. The comment that I have is because I heard her say that, you know, she'd get mad at her boyfriend if he watches pornos or stuff like that. But I think it's fun to watch pornos with your boyfriend.
But see, it doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a personal thing. Honestly, like, I had a boyfriend before the one I'm with now that... it made me not want to have sex. It made me so and it's the exploitation of women thing. It turns me off. I think it's so disgusting. I really believe that sex, for me, is about love, and it's like an intimate, emotional thing. Mm-hmm. And to watch two other people do it just feels, I just feel so, it's just disgusting to me. So, I mean, if people are into it, fine, they can do what they want, but it's like, it's not fun for me.
How I feel with my boyfriend, because we go to strip clubs and I dress like a whore for him.
I was just thinking, Ruby could crack.
I'll dress like a whore for my boyfriend in the privacy of my bedroom. I'll dress like a whore. I'll dress however he wants me to, but it's me. I don't want him sexually aroused by other women. I would rather, it's like, I'm here, you can see me naked whenever you want, you can do whatever you want to me.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Let me explain the problem with that. He can see you naked whenever he wants. That's the inherent problem. That's why you need the Spice Channel. Because he can see you naked whenever he wants. That's the problem.
But why does he... But he doesn't...
That's why
he doesn't
want to
watch porn. It's not like he goes, please let me watch porn. And I say, no, he's not into porn anyway.
He's watching porn right now.
He's watching porn.
You know why? Because you know, when the old lady's on the radio, you know exactly where she is. You see what I'm saying? That's your one time you really need to watch porn, yeah. He's probably watching porn.
He's probably listening. Brian, you better not be watching porn.
No, he's watching porn and listening.
To make sure
simultaneously.
You're here.
Yeah, he knows you're here. Yeah.
Right.
You want to give him a quit watching porn? Say you're running home right now. He'll pull his pants and probably hurt himself in the zipper. Oh, yes.
Go check the history. You ever checked history on the...
I have, and he got in trouble for it when we first started dating. He goes, I have the only computer. He lived with four other guys, and everybody uses my computer. But it was very consistently petite porn.
Ooh.
Very consistently.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Petite.
They have that.
Naked women.
They do that.
But he swore up and down, I looked at porn before we started dating. I don't anymore. What's his name comes into my room all the time.
No, it's a passing thing.
Whatever. I don't want to know.
It's
like eating. You know, you did it before you hooked up with your woman, but now that you're together, you don't need to eat breathe or anything, you know?
But I like the way they have
it's all in the past.
Their roommates break into his room and use his computer.
Slash a petite porn. All right.
Oh, no.
He's going to be fine.
It works in my mind, and I'm happy with it. I accept it, and he lies, and we're both happy, and it's fine. We have a healthy relationship.
He'll live forever. It'll go on forever.
He lies, I believe him, and we're happy.
Look, here's the thing. this all has to do with, you know, young energy, but I really do, and it's mildly kooky, but I'll tell you the part about it I like. You know, look, this is the way I feel. If I close my eyes, it go away. He's not hurting anything. I don't need to be creeped out by it.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
I know. Hey. Listen, and I'm with you. Like, there are those people who are like, have you ever seen a radio magnification of what's on a hotel pillow? You would never sleep in a hotel. And my point is I want to sleep in another hotel, and I'd like to have a hot dog when I go to the ball game. So therefore, I don't want to see what's on the pillow.
Yeah,
there you go. And I'm still alive, aren't I? I've been to 1,000 hotels, yes?
Yeah.
All right. I like that. All right. Let's get it down. Let's break it down now. Get a hand. Take a knee, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Let's go. That helmet is not a chair. Let's move forward. Goes to strip clubs, dresses like whores. So hold on a second.
I just freaked out at first, too, but now I'm 30, and, you know, now it's fun to explore it.
Sure. Yeah, the energy.
You don't have any kids, do you, Cuckoo?
Must. Oh, yes.
I do not have any kids, no.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. What happened? Taken away by the state? What happened?
I don't have any kids because I'm a teacher and I work with kids all day. But, you know, sex is fun.
Miss Strumpet, I have a question on the spelling of that.
What do you teach? Just so I can. Now I'm going to freak out. Now I'm looking at the pillow.
She's working with Drew's kids. Sure. She teaches an ethics class.
No,
what do you teach?
I work with young kids.
What do you teach?
preschool.
Oh, no. Okay. Yeah, at a certain age, you're not a teacher, you're a farmer. Really, just herd the kids around. You got a couple. It's like livestock. You might be moving around. Make sure the thing doesn't impale itself on the fence again, Herb. Would you please? Come on. Let's keep it moving now. Mm-hmm. Right? Is he push him?
Except the reality is I would not disparage preschool teachers because I still have great affection and appreciation for what we got from preschool teachers.
No, seriously.
And you know what? If Ruth were into that.
True. You know what? I think your dogs, you have those Australian Shepherds.
Yeah.
They're smart enough to handle your kids like 0 through 8.
No.
Herd them around.
Right now.
Keep them out of trouble.
Right now.
Keep them away from the pool. They can still handle them, right? Get away from that pointy thing. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. All right, where are we? Quick call?
No. Break.
April Mattson is here tonight from Quintuplets, Wednesday nights, 8:30 on Fox. A spirited show tonight, yes?
Yes.
Yes.
April's inspired us with her honesty and the refreshing youthful outlook.
I will tell you anything you want to hear.
Yeah. Jamie Kennedy in tomorrow night, by the way, from the Jamie Kennedy Experiment. Mm-hmm. And we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew, phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. April Mattson here tonight from Quintuplets on Fox, Wednesday nights, 8:30. All right, Jamie Kennedy in tomorrow night. And we're going to hop on the phone, huh?
Sherry?
Sherry?
Yeah.
All right. Sherry?
Yes, this is Sherry.
You're 22?
Yes, I am.
Sheree.
I have actually two questions. My first is cramps. I get them during sex, and then I also lactate during the placebos of my birth control pills.
During the placebos?
Yes.
Wow.
That's not good. You want any other medication?
Just Yasmin.
But any other medication besides your birth control pill?
Absolutely none.
Nothing.
Where are you? You're calling from San Leandro?
Yes.
Where is that?
It's by Oakland.
Okay.
In the Bay Area.
All right. There you go. Drew, what should you do?
Well, the lactation needs to actually be evaluated. Sometimes it can occur just from stimulation of the nipples, but there are tumors of the pituitary gland, thyroid problems that can cause that. So you shouldn't be lactating.
I checked that out, and nothing was wrong.
So you're just one of those people. You're unlucky. So
what's worse, Drew, lactating or blood in the urine?
Wow. You're giving me a tough one.
Yeah.
It's a toss-up.
I was going to say blood in the fecal matter, but that's easy.
Blood in the urine, for a young person, is probably no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
For a young person.
Mm-hmm.
Young person, most of the time. But there can be all kinds of IgA nephropathies, all kinds of great stuff that can go bad.
And which goes better with scrambled eggs? Urinating?
Glomerulonephritis goes
blood?
With scrambled eggs.
Okay. All right.
But here's the deal. Sheree, so the cramping is really what we have to zero in on then. And that could be nothing. It just could be sort of being too vigorous. Or it can be an infection of the tubes. It can be endometriosis. It can be a ovarian
cyst. Well, I get it normally when it feels like it's too deep. But I think that's the correlation, but I'm not too sure.
Right. You get the visceral pain. But the question is, you're getting visceral pain just because you're stirring up your guts? Or because there's an infection there or an endometriosis or something like that.
It doesn't hurt every time.
And that needs to be checked out, sure. There's no way I can tell you that just by talking.
Wow. I like to stir some
guts.
Is
it around a particular time in your cycle? Consistently at all?
It's just with sex, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
But you said it doesn't happen every time.
Exactly.
So have you noticed that it happens more right before your period or?
I take my Yasmin, so I don't have a period for 3 to 6 months because I don't like it.
Drew, what is that Yasmin? I've never heard of that.
It's a low dose. It's progesterone pill.
Yeah?
Yeah, but she takes it continuously. She doesn't bleed.
Ah.
Ah.
That's what I would do.
Is that really bad for you, by the way, to go that long?
Absolutely not. There's no reason
you
have to have a period. Most gynecologists now are just giving it continuously.
Okay.
Or suggesting it.
It's like a gallbladder. We don't need it anymore.
Pluck it out.
It's gone. I'm going to take it out.
Suck it out.
Yeah. Just get that shot back, get rid of that period. If you got enough PSI on that thing, you'd suck like 8-10 years up the road.
That's good.
You get into the future.
Yeah, clean it all up.
That's right. But don't go too hard. They'll come inside out.
Oh.
Pull the head out right through the vagina. Oh, yeah. Have you seen that?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's a prolapse body. Yeah, you suck. If you put, I'm serious. Now, if you put a shot back on your vagina and it sucks up hard enough, like if you got a good one.
It'll turn it inside out. If you got a good vagina or a good shot back?
No, not your vagina. But vagina's got to be shaped just right to get the seal. But yeah, we'll actually suck your head through that and turn yourself inside out. It's like when a snake eats its tail. Yeah, I didn't say it was pretty. Very. If you've seen it, you'll not masturbate for hours. Oh, maybe moments after seeing that.
Oh, it hurts to think about.
Yeah, it does. I don't even have one. I barely have like a half a vagina, and it hurts.
Oh my god.
Taylor.
Yes.
You're 14.
Yeah.
Why did you call the show?
Why did I call the show?
No.
Why did you call the show?
Why does one call?
I had a question for
you. Yeah, why don't you speculate on other callers? Yes, what is that question?
Well, first of all, I wanted to thank you guys because you're the reason that I reported my uncle who molested me. You guys were the ones who encouraged me, and I want to thank you.
God really? Bless you, Taylor. Good job. Is he in jail now?
Yes.
Yeah, fantastic. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're having an impact on this pandemic we're having.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, and what's up tonight?
Okay, I have, like, some really weird fetishes. And I was wondering, like, what causes those, and can they be cured?
Well, your uncle, and they can probably be controlled or held in check.
Yes, they cannot be unwired, very likely.
Okay.
Sort of the intensity can be brought down. The volume.
Well,
can be turned
it's down. You can get someone to quit smoking. You can't get the guy to stop thinking about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
What is the fetish you have?
I have like a couple. Like one of them is poop. And, like, another one, I'm so serious. I get off to, like, thinking about my parents having sex.
Well, that's you and your boundarylessness, you know.
Poop? How is poop? Yeah. Like, when you poop, it turns you on? Or when you think about poop, it turns you on?
Yeah, when I think about it.
Really?
Yeah.
I had nice number.
I get really excited about pooping, don't get me wrong, but it's never been sexual.
Right.
I enjoy it. I talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
Right, Tommy?
Yeah, what do you, are you regular? Because, you know, I'm good for like 2-3 times a day.
That's
no
good.
Way.
That's optimum health.
Well, what's the matter with you?
No, that's good.
Yeah.
They say that if you eat 3 good meals a day, that you should poop that many times.
Yeah. For me,
so
it's just a lot of coffee.
So, does it float or sink?
Oh, good point. Oh, me?
Yeah.
Mine hovers like a sub that's surfaced, but not like a ship that's on top
good.
Of the
that's
water.
That's good. That's healthy poop. I've read up on that. That's good.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, hold on a second. Hold on, Taylor. I'm going to talk to Drew about this. Drew, there's two things I've learned from Drew during the course of the show. One is he claims that almost everybody has warts. That makes me think Drew has warts. And the other thing he claims is it doesn't matter whether you go 5 times a day or once every day and a half. It's just as healthy, which leads me to believe that Drew goes once a week. So these are the two things I know about Drew. I am regular. Man,
3 times a day?
Oh, yeah.
I'll do that a lot, too.
I
time for that?
No, I wear a diaper.
Okay.
I do it when okay. I'm driving all the time. Or yes, I'm talking into a dictaphone. I'm driving and crapping myself.
Unacceptable. Where's Stewie when I need him?
That's what I do. I dictate, and oftentimes I'll be talking to my assistant, also having a cell phone, also doing some paperwork,
and
making into my pants.
Of course.
Unacceptable.
There we go. Thank you, Stewie.
Yeah, I have a very active lifestyle. I don't have time to crap. And by the way, when you crap, and back me up, April.
Mm-hmm.
When you crap 3 times a day, sometimes even 4 times a day, you're in and out of there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, here's the deal.
I swear to God, when I was really into the heat of my residency, there was not time to pee, let alone crap.
Well,
and so you would go for long periods of time where you'd be like planning hours ahead. When am I going to get to a bathroom? How am I going to eat? This is stuff that, you know, because you're in emergencies all day long.
Well, listen. Okay. Your lordship over
no,
there.
No, I'm just saying. Nobody got sick because of it.
Drew,
you're
saying because I'm an underachiever because I make twice a day.
You're a busy guy. I'm surprised you could do this. I'm surprised you have time for that.
Let me tell you something. I walk
into the bathroom 12 times a night with you. You don't. Make in there?
I could if I had to.
But it's fast, is what you're saying.
I mean,
it just comes right out.
How do you get the peanut butter out of the carpet?
Literally moments.
Adam has got hair like a ring.
How dare you? I could crap.
He said once it was to find his anus was like trying to find Santa Claus's mouth.
Okay.
He did. And therefore, to clean that up takes a little time.
Here's the thing, Drew. Here's the thing. Let me say something about me. If you took a fungo bat and a baseball and you free-handed one out to the outfield,
yeah,
I could run to the toilet, pinch a loaf, and get back before the ball was caught. That's what I'm saying. I'm right. Fast. And when you're... Now, here's the thing.
I'm wondering if the caller's getting turned... Are you getting turned on right now, listening to us talk about poop like that?
Let me find her. Oops. I hung up on someone. Go ahead, Taylor. Make you hot?
Yeah, a little bit to poop be honest.
Are you turned on right now?
Somewhat, yeah.
Okay, hold on. She's 14.
Oh, I was like, oh my God.
All right, let me just say this, Drew. I know we're running out of time here, but yeah. I do... When you're on the literally three times a day schedule... Bing bang,
yeah.
And then I know the guys who are the ones that got. They open the newspaper. They hunker down. Jimmy, oftentimes you have to use a calendar. You can't use a watch to measure
pages of calendar. Page,
seasons changing, leaves falling, snow, then flowers blooming. It's you. Oh, bears coming out of the cave. Yeah. But right. I think he craps like twice a year.
We'll talk more
That's
about
all.
Jimmy Kimmel's
all right.
Crapping schedule.
April Mattson here tonight from Quintuplets. Let's get a quick break. Be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Jamie Kennedy in tomorrow night. April Mattson in tonight from Quintuplets on Fox Wednesday nights, 8:30. With our good friend Andy Richter.
Wait,
April. A little pompous.
Yeah. You seem to have really inspired Adam tonight because... 5 minutes on poo. I just walked to the bathroom with him and back.
It was all poo.
5 minutes. I've never. Our relationship has reached a new level.
It was a plateau of some type. Poo rock block.
A rock block. He told me that his poos were not like marble stuck together. They were soft swirl.
That's good.
I sat quietly and listened.
Yeah.
All right.
I thought, wow.
Yeah.
These are really.
And did you also notice another interesting thing that I know about poop is that your poo is at its optimum health when you don't even need toilet paper, like when you wipe and there's nothing on it, that's really healthy.
Yeah.
Does that ever happen to you?
Can't be bad.
Do you ever wipe and you go, I don't even need to wipe?
Yeah. And then...
But then you got the hair thing.
No, there are times when I wipe and I get nothing, in which case, you
that's
know,
good.
I reuse the paper. Mm. And then there's... And then
you blow your nose with it, right?
There's the times when it's like you're on your ninth and it looks like your first wipe and it's like you swear it's like a mechanical pencil. Like you just keep inching the lead out. And at certain points, like, I got to go back to the OR. And then you start making deals with yourself. Like, what? It's not like I'm not going to shower. I'm going to shower.
That's the peanut butter, the carpet thing.
Yeah, it's like keep going. It's really like a push-up stick or something. It's like an endless supply. Like each wipe brings out another 2 millimeters of Duke, and the process just keeps going all the way through the roll. And at a certain point, you got to get on with your life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
All right.
And you go back to making yourself in the diaper.
I got one of those toilets.
Oh, yeah.
I got one of those toilet seats that squirts the water at your ass. You know what I'm talking about?
Show ass.
It squirts.
It's
I hate ass. That. Like when you pee like in an airport and they have the automatic flushers.
No. This is actually designed, but I'm just saying
like the fact that like it when it does that at all like grosses me out. I wouldn't want it. Like I wouldn't purposely get a toilet that squirt water on my ass. But why is that?
It's not like toilet bowl water coming at you. It's water.
Yeah, it's fresh water, but this still feels weird.
Well, it's like
bidets.
Oh, why do you take a shower, right?
But I don't have water squirting directly into my butt.
Well,
right?
You got a nice shower, you do. I mean, get those ones with the multi.
Take the handle off.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, it definitely. Look, you have to know it's coming, otherwise, it'll surprise you. But once you get used to it, it's a hard habit to break.
Yours is a warmed water and everything, right?
It feels like God just went. It's like God took a mouth of stream water and just went. Beautiful. Nothing better. You feel refreshed, invigorated, and ready to take on the day.
Oh, my.
You should get one.
I'm going to look into that.
God went.
Yeah.
God just blew.
Here's what God did.
You.
God took a big mouth. No, he doesn't use a glass. He drinks.
A blast,
yeah. He took a big gulp of stream water from the Rockies.
Yes.
You know when they shoot
the source commercials?
Yes. Took a big thing of that, and then he rolled it around in his mouth a little while, so it got warm. You know what I mean?
So it's body temperature.
He warmed it up, and then blew it right up my ass.
You know, before you said that, I might have tried the toilet.
Now you're done.
Excellent.
Now you're done.
It's excellent.
Not so sure.
Can you go to the angels to deliver instead of God himself? April won't be so quite so, you know,
yeah, angels deliver it, yeah. But it's awesome.
Nicer.
Yeah, and it really cleans you up. And there's nothing like it because sometimes you get out of the shower and realize, got number two brewing here. Mm. You know what I mean?
Well, because you're all relaxed because of hot shower. Your body gets all relaxed.
This saves you a trip back to the shower, you know what I'm saying? All right. Shay?
Yeah.
You're 25?
Yep.
What's happening, baby girl?
Well, I've been in a monogamous relationship with my boyfriend for 5 years, and I'm one of them lucky 30th percentiles who can have orgasms during intercourse.
Awesome.
The problem is that when I finish, most times before him, I experience some extreme pain, lower abdominal, and mostly through, like, swollenness in my vaginal area.
It's called swelling. So the fact that the pain comes on after the orgasm, do you think the orgasm, the contractions or whatever, triggering the pain, or is it just because it's been going on long enough that you have an orgasm now? And also, when you're sort of done, you can sort of feel it now, too.
Yeah, I think it's, I don't know, it's after the orgasm is for sure done, not necessarily because of the length.
But do you have a, I mean, I guess some women have like a refractory period, like I'm sort of, I had my orgasm, I'd like to stop now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Yeah, I think you got to figure something out with your boyfriend so you're not
Don't like to continue after I'm done.
All right.
Yeah, you'll dry and painful. It's normal to feel pain.
I'll meet you at the fridge next time.
Unless
you're
going to have several in a row, right?
Well, and I don't like that, though.
She can't do that.
That's April.
April's like, oh, my God, how could that be?
I know. I'm like, do it again.
She's Bogarting all the orgasms.
I enjoy the feeling. It's great, but that's enough. When I'm done, I'm done.
How many minutes into it do you normally have your orgasm?
At this point, we've got it down to an art that it can be about 5 minutes sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Again, April's like, huh? 5 minutes?
And when does he have his orgasm, or it, you know,
usually
if you let
5 minutes after I'm done.
Can you if he has an orgasm before you, can you have one? Can he have one and then still be in you, and then you do your thing and you have?
Yes, but mostly I guess I'm all about the foreplay anyway, so usually I'm ready to go by the time I'm ready to go.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I'm?
What you're saying is you don't like to do it the way April's suggesting.
Not particularly.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, here's the whole thing. You're at 5, he's at 10. You guys need to meet around 9, 8
Yeah,
and
you're
going
to figure out the way to lengthen yours and shorten his and just kind of figure it out.
But
about the same time? Can you guys...
Not how about the same time?
Because you can time it to do it the same time, right?
Oh, no. Definitely. We've done that before many times, but... Mostly I tend to finish before him, and like I said, it's the pain where then I don't even want him to finish. I'm like, go.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we get that part. That's why you're... Okay, here's what I understand.
If you're able to do it simultaneously, why don't you just do that every time?
Right.
Well, I think that's like saying, you know, you flip a coin and sometimes it lands on tails 5 times in a row, but it doesn't mean you can get it to do it all the time.
Right, that's
you flip
the
it
point.
Enough.
Yeah.
Something's going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the other thing. Shay, I like the fact that she... Just, you know what she reminds me of? She's like, I put my dog in the pool and I hang on to it, and the dog just keeps going.
Yeah.
And it's like, Shay, why don't you lengthen yours and reel his in a little so you can meet? Well, I have mine, and then I'm done.
We got that, Shay.
But that's good. Yeah. Okay. The thing is she seems like she's worked so hard to get hers down to 5 minutes. Why don't you let yours go at the 10-minute mark, and then he'll have his a few moments later?
Yeah, it's...
It seems like you guys have almost ninja-like control. I don't see what the big problem is. Shay, just have yours at 8 minutes and see if you can get him at 8, all right?
I'll do my best.
All right, thanks, baby doll.
Good sport.
All right, let's talk to Kelly, who's 18. Kelly?
Hi.
What's happening?
Well, my problem is that when I masturbate, my legs begin to shake uncontrollably.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Why is that bad? Is that bad? Why is that a problem?
It's pretty distracting and annoying, actually.
So you don't have an orgasm?
I had one once, and I've only been doing it for a while.
So you start quaking so much that you can't have an orgasm?
Yeah.
Wow.
She can't relax to let that go to the next level there.
Hmm. Interesting. And are you lying down, or are you...
Lying down.
On a pogo stick.
Are you by yourself?
Right. By myself.
And what do you do? Where?
You're standing? You're lying
in
down?
In your bed, in the shower. What do you do?
Bed.
With something or yourself?
Just my hand.
Mm-hmm.
I think this will kind of work itself out.
Yeah.
You just got to keep...
How long does it take before the legs start shaking?
Almost immediately. Like, as soon as I start.
Oh. All right. Well, you just push on through, baby. You'll be fine.
It's going to take some time. Again, this is that biological mechanism that has to kind of come into being, has to come online. You have to kind of experiment with it and learn how to relax. And it may require a person, because some women actually have to feel intimacy in order for this biology to take form.
Yeah.
And so you may have to be in a close relationship and kind of work on it with a boyfriend or a girlfriend, whatever.
All right. But here's the thing. Don't get too caught up in your head.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You just, whatever works for you, you'll dial it in. Don't be in a rush.
Mm-hmm.
Don't push. Here's the thing about pushing works for certain things, like doing chin-ups.
Yeah.
But it really doesn't work in, affairs of the mind. Like, if you're, you're nervous about going out on stage, you think, just push. You just screw it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's whatever. Whether you're singing opera or giving a presentation or trying to coax an orgasm out of you, that sort of break on through. Never seems to work.
Right.
I don't know why. It'd be nice if it would.
Yeah.
All right, Drew.
Well,
Drew, are you tired?
I'm just trying to figure out how to answer that in a way that's understandable. It's basically anxiety and stimulation of the sympathetic nervous system works against this, generally.
Yeah, it does. And it'd be nice. But I guess those people... sounds like I'm making kind of a blanket statement here, but those people who are successful have a way of sort of essentially being able to push themselves sort of emotionally and not tacoing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They're able to sort of suck it up that way.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, like Drew. That's why no time to crap. Drew, by the way, his car seat is a toilet. And there's just the blue ice comes falling out. You'll see it on the tin every once in a while.
Yeah,
just crap right out the bottom of the car.
You don't have that?
No time to crap.
Might as well a hatch.
Drew, I think we found the name of your next book. Dr. Drew.
No time to crap.
No time to crap. Yeah, you just with the dictaphone, raising the kids, lecturing, and making into an adult diaper.
Yeah.
Let's speak to Lee. You're 22.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's happening? You know, when Drew was in med school, he managed to actually plan his fecal outings.
But
sometimes months in advance.
Some months, but
like he'd have
to figure out how that was going
to
happen.
Drew would talk to his pal, how's Tuesday? Not good. Have a seminar.
Horrible.
That's tough. Yeah, I got a lab that day, too. What's Wednesday? In the morning? No can do.
And you know how that science works too, is that when the time to drop passes.
I was just going to say that. I was like, if you miss your little window of time, you're
called
screwed.
A mass movement. If the mass movement has passed, then that's
Is that really?
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Yeah, no,
it happens to me all the time.
No, I know.
Mm-hmm.
What just happened to me? It just happened.
Missed my opportunity.
My window was just.
How do I wait till tomorrow morning?
Things are painted closed. May not open ever again.
If you miss your appointment with your bowels,
that's it.
And you gotta schedule a new one.
It's like a therapist, too. You get charged.
Of my 85-year-old lady patients.
But, Drew...
What are you going to be like at 90, Adam? What's it going to be like?
Well, first I will be swimming in my own fecal matter.
And loving it, evidently.
Here's what
and talking about it. And, like, finger painting with it. And
here's what I'm going to be like when I'm 90, all right? I will have a kiddie pool with rubber wader, stream fishing in.
Yeah.
Wader like sewn into the legs of it and big novelty suspenders and nothing but fecal matter surrounded by a moat of my own fecal. I'll be carrying around like some kind of crazy mascot.
Ooh.
I will actually hundreds of pounds of fecal.
You'll be making sandcastles.
People be putting their cigarettes
pots,
out.
And... coil pots.
Yeah. All right. Even April's had enough cock and talk.
I can imagine.
Now, what were we talking about? Yeah, Drew.
Yeah.
Yeah, no time to ask. Dr. Drew, everybody. All right, let's get to the phones. Hey, let's break it down.
Adam,
let's go now. Let's help the
kids.
Come on, break it down, Adam. Get in here. All right, grab a knee, gentlemen. And I use that term loosely. April?
Lee.
Yes.
I mean, Lee. Sorry, April.
Yeah.
Lee?
I just wanted to say first, I love the show. I've been listening for like 5 years now, and Adam, you're great. Love the man show. Too bad it's terrible now that you're not on.
Thanks. Thank you. That's my sincere hope, that everything falls apart as soon as I leave.
That'd be good.
And I got the same feeling for the planet, by the way. Mm. When I'm gone, pow,
that's
up
it.
And flex.
What do you care?
No. Lee?
Yeah.
What's I got question, an interesting situation. Okay. I have an ex-girlfriend who been broken up probably about 2 months now. Mm-hmm. And she came to me probably about a week ago and said that she was interested in having a threesome with me. Even after we broke up, we still were having sex afterwards, probably for about 2 or 3 weeks. But now, you know, she's offered a threesome, and I have a feeling it's with a new boyfriend. And not, you know, it's kind of, it would be kind of weird if she just said, you know, hey, why don't you come have sex with me and another girl? Too good to be true.
Yeah, but this also falls under the category of sort of weird. Like, hey, yeah, you have sex with my new boyfriend
and
me.
In fact, more than weird, I sense danger.
Really?
This is
the reason we broke up was she was a little cuckoo.
But Lee, this
fun,
is like dangerous. Like, did she like throw knives at you or something when she get in rage? And
no, but she would get really angry sometimes, just out of control angry.
Yeah, this is like the kind of person that goes into a fugue and does things.
Mm-hmm. What? Just because she wants a little threesome? Well, let me. Drew's allergic.
Bless you.
He's allergic to his own advice. Everybody,
I love that poo talk, boy.
All right, look, Lee.
Yeah.
No, I just somebody to come back 2 weeks after a breakup. Go, that's somebody looking for a profoundly.
All right, but
evocative
doesn't
experience.
Mean she's going to stab you with a crocheting needle.
It makes me fantasize about that
all
kind
right,
of
well,
thing. Anyway,
we'll do it silently, Lee.
Yeah.
First off, when someone proposes a threesome, your first question has to be with who?
I did, and she wouldn't tell me.
She wouldn't say male or female?
No, she told me, and I said with who, and she goes, you know, you're just gonna have to wait and see.
Okay, but you have to get the penis vagina thing straightened out.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, well, why don't you just call her?
Just see what could happen.
Yeah, and how does she have a new boyfriend?
I would assume so. But I don't know.
Well, why would you assume she has a new boyfriend if she's having sex with you and suggesting threesomes?
She's a little cuckoo.
Yeah, being cuckoo, there's plenty of people that are institutionalized that don't have a boyfriend or girlfriend.
Well, not cuckoo, but she really likes sex. Really likes
sex. So all right. You know what I like about guys? Guys can really, they can be together with someone for like 2 years. And tell you what, she's something, huh?
She's crazy.
Yeah, I'm not sure what her. I don't know her last name, actually, but she's blonde.
But she likes
sex. She's brunette, I think. Or might have been blonde. I don't know. Maybe a Jew, or she could be atheist. She could be agnostic. She might be Mormon. Anyway, she's about 5'3 to 6'4, somewhere around there. 180 to 700 pounds. Like, all right. Look, have sex if it's a chick. Be prepared for a lot of weird feelings chaos.
No. It just seems like like setting them up for something.
Lots of chaos.
Yeah.
There's chaos here. And yes, there is some weird setting up.
Yeah.
And does she want to get back together with him? Maybe this is some
sort
of offering.
They kept having sex? Sex together already?
Lee, you broke up with her?
Yeah.
And she'd kind of like to get back with you?
I kind of get that feeling, but I've made it pretty clear that's
you have, but your penis betrays you.
Right. You broke up how long ago?
Broken up for 2 months.
And continued to have sex during that 2 month period?
No, we actually stopped having sex about a month ago, but for that month after we broke up, we were still having sex.
All right. She wants in. You're screwing with her. Leave her alone.
Yeah.
All right. Let her move on with her crazy life. Yeah.
Here comes the bogus part.
All right. Yeah. What else?
I got a lot of crazy stories, and to be a guest on your show, can anybody come in? I know you got famous people all the time.
No. But... April, you got to leave. We're going to get Lee in.
No,
Lee, you're calling from San Diego.
They're going to fire me.
I would drive up to L.A. I'd stay up all night.
No. We'll bring the show out to you.
Okay.
I'll come out to your house. You don't have to come
here. I just want to say again, I love you guys. You guys are great.
Thanks, buddy. God bless you. All right. You can't be on the show. You got a lot of crazy stories. He's 22. When you've loved and lost, like Lee has, all the stories he could tell. Probably never been out of San Diego. One time, I went to San Juan Capistrano, but it was a couple days before the Swallows came back, so then I went back to San Diego. Yeah. Okay. We TP'd this dude's house in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm in.
Wow.
Oh, I'm Roy Rogers over here. Or Will Rogers. Mikey?
Yes.
You're 19?
Yes.
What's happening? Mikey the chick.
Yes, I am.
I dig that. What's up?
Well, I've been in the relationship, very monogamous, very serious to me. I feel like I love this guy, and, like, he's really special to me. He's super special, and I really love him. And, like, I have a very, very, very hard time getting over, like, the fact that he said I love you to other girls before.
Get over it.
How many other girls?
I really try to. I've tried very many things. I've tried to, like, every single time, like, I feel that kind of, like, that feeling or that questioning. I try and tell myself, you know, like, you have to just trust him and you have to do it and you have to.
How many other girls has he been in love with?
Like, four.
How old is he?
He's 24.
24.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And, like, how quick did he say it to you? How long were you with him before he said it? He might just be one of those guys.
Probably like a month, but I mean, as quickly as he wanted to say it to me, I wanted to say it to him. Like, as soon as I got with him, it was just like intense, mm-hmm. like feelings, and like I was just I don't know. I just
doesn't
I
sound
of
good
felt
to me
it from the start.
This guy sounds like a manipulator.
Yeah.
Also, Mikey. You know what Mikey's doing? She's sort of thinking with the energy of a guy in a weird 19-year-old way.
Yeah.
And you got energy. But, where's your dad? Something's going on.
Because if she would go for a sociopath or manipulator, her history would sort of suggest that.
I don't even know that he's a horrible guy.
Honestly, I would not think that. I would honestly not think that he's a manipulator at all. Like, he's the most giving person I think I've ever seen.
Sociopath.
Like, he's
I was going to say, he sounds a little...
unselfish. Yeah. All right.
He's not at all. And my dad is, like, totally in my life. I have the drama with my mom.
Oh.
What's up with mom?
What's
up with mom?
About, like, my mom was, like, cool to be a mom for, like, the first year of my life, and then she decided that she was just going to, like, bail out and, like, not be there. My dad raised me.
Oof.
And, like, there was a big part of my life where my mom had custody of me when I was a lot younger, and she was very, like, abusive.
Oh, Mikey.
Man,
was she an alcoholic or an addict or something?
Yes, she was.
Yeah, that's what I get from this guy.
Mm.
Is somebody who sort of is a survivor.
Mm. What's he do? Some form of construction?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, let me say something. Drew, forget about Drew.
Yeah.
This is going to go horribly, but...
No, I know
Chris, what is my batting average when I call somebody and say... what form of, is he in a form of construction?
Good.
you predicted.
Good.
What's my batting average? You're predicting things are going to go horribly when I talk to Chris. 100%.
Batting 1,000.
What is your what is my batting? C+. two thumbs up. Star.
No, you're at least 85, maybe 90%.
I know. What is the batting average of the listeners going? Wow, how'd you know that?
Zero.
That's right. No one's ever done that. I've guessed people's jobs all the time on the show. And it's a weird thing, too. I know I'm just blowing smoke up my ass. What's my batting average on smoke up my own ass?
1,000.
1,000?
Yeah.
Okay. You're fine. I'll warm up my coffee, seriously. Here's the thing. I don't say it that much.
I
say it once every 3 weeks.
Yeah, you say it when it's right.
I don't know why it feels
wait,
that
wait,
way.
Don't talk to Mike Mickey yet. Now paint the picture of this guy. She comes from the alcoholic, abusive mom.
Yeah.
This guy has said, I love you, at the age of 23 to four different women.
24.
And within 24. A month of dating her.
In a month, he's saying, I love you. And he's the most giving, wonderful. How Mickey is not inclined to
Mike.
Be able to judge that sort
Here's
of thing.
Here's the other thing, too. How does she know? I mean, why is he divulging this information? I know she's ripping it out of him, but why is he...
Yeah, why are you talking about that?
Why are you even talking
because
about
it? Because he manipulates, knows what it
no,
does.
No, I honestly, like...
Control.
I wanted a really open, honest relationship. I wanted
an
honest
feeling. Yeah, good. Why don't you just... You want an honest crap with the door open. What about that? Why do you close the door when you go number two?
Oh, because that's nasty.
We want it to be open. This is
I
worse.
I poop in front of my boyfriend
that's
all
right.
the time.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
April's saying,
but I don't want every detail of his
that's
relationship.
She's saying, on her boyfriend, actually, during the break. She's modified it now we're on the air. Hey, Mikey.
Yes.
Okay. We don't necessarily trust this guy.
We're concerned.
Either way, you're screwed up because of your abusive mother. How about some therapy for you?
Is this guy smoking pot every day or something?
Huh?
Does this guy use pot or alcohol regularly?
No.
Nothing.
No, he used to, and that's the period of time when he was like supposedly thought he was in love with these women.
When he was doing drugs.
When he was, yeah.
What drugs was he doing? Am I ever wrong about that, by the way? Speaking of your construction predictions.
Oftentimes, yes.
He was doing a lot of acid and, like, ecstasy and, like, a lot of drinking and a lot of marijuana. It was just, like, it was
okay, Mikey, people don't just get over that kind of thing. It kind of submerges.
All right.
And he's an addict.
Stopped, like, a year before he met me. You know,
he what?
He stopped.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
all right, look. Okay. Listen, Mikey, listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you a couple quick things, and then we're going to go to commercial, and I got to talk more about poo with Drew.
Okay.
All right. Don't get pregnant.
Joy.
The first three things I want to say to you is don't get pregnant.
Fourth thing is go to Al-Anon.
No, I couldn't do that. I am too young.
Go to Al-Anon and get a
19.
Go to Al-Anon.
Get a sponsor. You are in a severely codependent relationship. I'm telling
go
you.
There. Go to Al-Anon.
This guy will show himself to be an addict again.
Your mom is abusive and an addict. You
that's what she's attracted
help.
To, of course.
Okay. And he works construction sometimes. Here's the thing, too. You can actually thrown out of the union if you don't abuse alcohol or drugs.
Well, this guy got to hit the trifecta. Acid, ecstasy, pot, alcohol, and God knows there was many other
things. I work with a guy named Mike who was written up for not being racist or racist enough. Oh, yeah, you get fined, you get docked. I work construction.
I think Mikey's boyfriend could be on workers' comp right now.
Ooh. Mikey?
He's not at all on workers' comp.
All right.
He ends up back pain or headaches.
He's honestly, if you can meet him and if you can know who he was, like, he's well-rounded. He's comes from a very good family.
Doesn't he have back pain or headaches, anything like that? Doesn't he use pain medication?
No, not at all. He doesn't use anything.
Okay.
Did you lose your virginity to him?
And like, I feel that it's me that's not being fair.
All right. Would you go to Al-Anon, please?
Yeah, work on the stuff with your mom. If that's what it is, you need to build trust because you've been violated so badly by your mom. That's another place
you can work on that.
There you go.
All right. Let's take a little break, yes?
Yes.
Yes. We'll be right back after this. Hey, yo, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LVE-191. Jamie Kennedy in here tomorrow night. April Madsen in here tonight. Quintuplets, name of the show, Wednesday night, 8:30. On Fox with Andy Richter, by the way. Dear friend, Andy Richter. Good guy. Could be a pompous ass. He's good and he knows it. Why shouldn't he be? It's not pompous. He's confident. He backs it up. Yes, Drew?
Yes, Adam.
Okay. Tracy?
Hi.
Abuse. What happened?
No. I have a problem masturbating.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it. It doesn't work for me.
Mm-hmm. You can't masturbate or you can't have an orgasm by masturbating?
Masturbate just in general. Like, I don't feel anything.
It's very common at 50. Under 20, that's actually very common. And,
really? I've had boyfriends do it for me and just nothing.
Yeah. Well, you were not sexually abused, is that right?
Nope.
Yeah, it's very common for that sort of not to make sense or not to be motivating or not to be arousing. It's very, very common under 20, particularly for women. And we started the whole conversation this evening about orgasm. For some women, that is bizarre. That's how could that be? This is completely natural, and I respond, and it feels good. For some women, it just doesn't come online until quite a bit later. The biology doesn't sync up. Unfortunately, there's really no source out there for women that really discusses this tremendous diversity in sexual responsiveness that women have. It's what everyone's supposed to have an orgasm, and they can't masturbate. There's something wrong and flawed with them. Mm-hmm. Tracy, there's nothing wrong with you. You'll figure this out. Just take your time. It will, when the biology sort of comes together, when you relax, you feel comfortable in a relationship, then this will all start to happen automatically.
I mean, like, is there something like at all I can do other than just like wait it out?
This is how different a male and a female is. Believe me, there's not any point at which a guy doesn't feel anything and insists on masturbating because it just has to.
Right.
He feels something, that's why he masturbates.
Yes.
When you start feeling something, then feel free to go ahead and do so.
Yeah. And I wouldn't wait it out. I would launch tear gas into my vagina and go in after it, right on Entebbe style, like Israeli commandos.
I think one of the caves in Afghanistan.
That's right. Flush them out. Yeah. Flush that orgasm out of there.
I mean, because it's also...
Bring it to justice, by the way. Got to bring that orgasm to justice.
It's also
trouble in the Middle East, by the way. You guys heard? There's trouble there.
Shocker.
Yeah, it's trouble. Middle East.
What's that, Tracy?
Wow.
It's also a problem for, like, boyfriends and stuff, because, like...
You're 15. Slow it down. Slow it down. It's not a problem for a boyfriend, by the way. It's about you, not about them.
All right. Tracy.
Yeah?
Here's what you got to do. I don't know why, but I've been thinking about this lately more and more. I'm hearing it in Tracy's voice. You're 15. Everything's about what guys do or what you do or your vagina. You're 15. Focus on something at school.
Yeah.
By the way, learn who was in World War II and World War I and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I mean, don't just focus on being alluring to men. I really think it just becomes a full-time job. There's a lot of women out there where past the age 13, how attractive you are to men, paramount. It's number one, number two, and number three, and then somewhere school and family comes in.
Yeah, it's not what's going to make
a good time.
It will not make life
job.
Meaningful.
And by the way, you end up talking to those women when they're 24, and it's like they've learned nothing. They can barely have a conversation. It's all just been about what do guys think of me?
And they
who
still
wants
don't
to
know
have
how
me?
To. They still don't know how to get a guy's attention or please him.
Yeah,
and they usually still are pretty. You know. Get the whole thing.
You cannot. And by the way, your worth is not what someone will pay for you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
See.
Yeah, it becomes a weird thing. It's sort of like they look at themselves as a used car, and they're worth whatever they can sell themselves for
in the
recycler.
Market, yeah.
Not that. You can go on and do whatever you want to do, regardless of what guys think. Yes?
Mm. Yes.
That's empowering. Empowering. Marissa?
Hi.
You're 18?
Yes, I am.
What's happening?
Not too much. What's happening with you?
We're trying to
what's
get
the
you
story of the night orgasm?
That's right. What's up, baby doll?
Well, I was having some really great sex with my boyfriend, mm-hmm. and I can have orgasms when he's pumping inside of me.
Mm-hmm. And where'd you go to finishing school,
I was just thinking that. I knew she went somewhere important.
Pumping inside of me.
I didn't know how to put that appropriately on the radio.
She's indignant about the conversation about orgasms that launches into special orgasms.
That's the topic of the night. Go ahead, Marissa.
All right. Well, we're having sex, and I usually have multiple orgasms in like the first 10 minutes of us having sex. Mm-hmm. But we were in for about an hour, and I had such a really good orgasm that, like, my whole body just went, like, it felt like a gush feeling, and I passed out.
Wow.
That's awesome.
It was, I must say.
Anal started, by the way, just
awesome.
Moments later.
That's not a problem, is it?
Anal.
Are you worried about it?
I don't know. I wanted to ask you guys if it was a problem.
Like, totally unconscious? For how long?
Like totally unconscious. I was out for like, 15 seconds.
Wow.
So you came right to.
Yeah, I was kind of drowsy afterwards, but damn good sex.
Yeah, well, it concerns me a little bit.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can get an outflow from the parasympathetic nervous system. It slows your heart down so much. It's like a Valsalva kind of maneuver from hyperventilating and bearing down so hard that your heart rate will go down, your pressure, blood pressure will drop out, and you can pass out.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes me concerned there may be something intrinsically wrong with your heart's electrical system.
I used to be a tweaker.
Yeah, that even adds more concern.
Yeah.
So I would suggest you see a doctor and get an EKG and maybe an echocardiogram. And
so not so normal?
No, not everyone experiences that, I'd say, Marissa. And a concern.
Okay. I'd like to do it to a chick just once, knock her out.
My boyfriend liked it a lot that he made me pass out. He made me come so hard.
Yeah.
Didn't he kind of freak out, though, that you were unconscious?
He didn't really notice.
Yeah.
He was busy.
You're crazy.
So you passed out and he was still doing it to you?
Well, we were having sex missionary and I already had my eyes closed and it wasn't really noticeable, I don't think.
Oh, okay. All right. Hey, what do you do? Do you work at a restaurant or something?
I'm a stripper.
Ooh, nice. But they do serve food, so I may have a technicality. Totally nude or topless?
Topless. You have to be 21 to be totally nude.
Oh, you do?
She's gearing up for that.
Yeah.
Graduating today.
All right.
I know a little place in the valley where that's not true.
Oh, really?
Well, I live in the OC.
Girl
so.
Who,
What?
Under 21. I don't remember what it was called, but it was like the Lovely Bob's Little Class? Ponies or something sick like that. Whoa. Yeah, it was sick.
Yeah. Oh, no, grotesque.
Yeah, it was sick.
Travesty. Marissa?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. You make good money?
Oh, yeah.
Do you enjoy it?
Oh, Marissa.
Oh, yes. I'm an attention whore.
And you got the whore part right. And
hey!
What do you normally walk with at the end of an evening?
Tips and everything about 300-400.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, you just, by the way, stripper, world's greatest job in the sense that every stripper I've ever spoken to, and I've, you know, spoken extensively to strippers, every time I say to them, what time you knock off? How long do you stay? Well, I leave whenever I want. Apparently, you just sort of leave. Obviously, you're not going to get paid, but if you want to come in, shake your ass for 10 minutes, and you decide to, you know, turn an ankle or something, or, you know, period comes on or something, you just take off. Just leave. You don't have to, like, punch out. There's no... if you're a hot chick and you get naked, you don't get that, hey, a-hole! No, where do you think you're going, smart guy? No, get back here. You punch out, and then you leave. You know, time to lean, time to clean. All the a-holes that yelled at us our whole time. I don't think you have that.
Time to lean, time to clean.
Yeah, that's what I got when I worked at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Yeah, kiss my ass. All right, so I'm still sort of
intrigued.
Marissa, you're a little crazy, though, right?
Just a bit. Is it normal? Me and my boyfriend are both bipolar.
I was going to say. I was just going to ask you about hospitalization for bipolarity. You been hospitalized with that?
No. We have sex. Like I'm all over him all the time.
Yeah, but you're manic.
Yeah, he I usually
have to go out for
sex. Are you taking your meds?
He complains about his balls hurting.
Are you taking your medication?
Oh, no. I don't take psych meds. I haven't been on psych meds since April.
Yeah, okay. Well, you're manic now.
Yeah, so I'm very manic.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, why don't you get back on the meds?
If I don't have sex with him like 4 or 5 times, I have to masturbate like 8 times a day.
Okay, so that's mania. And it also suggests sexual addiction, which means you were probably sexually abused growing up too, right?
Just a bit.
Yeah, so right. you got two major
sexual abuse.
Yeah, major problems going on here, Marissa. This is not going to go well in the next few years.
What's your plan? Why don't you get on your meds and get some therapy and stuff?
I don't like meds. They make me feel stupid, and I can't drink or smoke pot on my meds.
Yeah, so you got addiction thrown in here, too.
All right, so Marissa, do me a favor.
Yes.
Here's what I need you to do. Don't get pregnant.
Oh, I already have a kid. I gave her up for adoption.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Actually the one that called when I was pregnant and asked you if I could do anything bondage. And you said to me, I wouldn't trust you with a weed plant. Give your kid up for adoption. And I trusted your advice, and I did it.
All right, good.
Good for you.
God bless you.
Congratulations.
Did I say weed plant?
You said you wouldn't trust me with a weed plant.
A pot plant.
Oh, you mean a pot plant?
Yeah, there we go. You wouldn't trust me with a pot plant, you said.
You never said weed plant your whole life.
I know. why does everyone have to take a turn for the unfunny when they're explaining what I say? Every time I saw you on that man show, you tell Jimmy he's an ass face. That is funny. I'm just like, how about you be funnier than what I said? Could you do that? Make me seem smart? I wouldn't argue with you if you said something that sounded funnier than what I would say.
A weed plant.
You said you'd rather have him raise a planted weed or
no, but
plant.
They go to unfunny, but they go all the way to confusing. A weed plant? A weed or a plant?
When you smoke a lot of weed, you
get a little confused.
Weed plant, but it's sort of
retarded. Yeah, Marissa. Yeah. So we got sexual addiction, chemical addiction, bipolarity.
Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy. Yeah, look, we can't judge. That's the point. Yeah, no. Here's what I'm saying. Everyone is the same. No one is better. No one's worse. No one has cancer. No one is shorter. No one's taller.
Marissa,
no one's
Chris,
darker, no one's
same
lighter.
Person.
Same person.
Chris, Marissa,
engineer
same person.
Chris, Marissa. Chris could be stripping if he wanted
he's
to.
He's manic. I could do. Listen
manic.
To talk.
He's in a fugue state right now. Look at him. He's out of control.
The speech is pressured and just bursts forth on the microphone.
The point is there's. Totally. We cannot judge. We can never judge. Everyone is the same.
But judging suggests that you're making some sort of moral conclusion. The fact is, we can't even say that there's differences. We can't judge
no
the differences because everyone's the same.
No, it's all the same. Yeah. Every
Marissa,
culture,
Chris,
I don't
same.
Care if you're hacking out the clitoris or forcing the chicks to wear a pillowcase on their head and beating the crap out of them. It's all the same.
Oh,
all same.
Oh, of course.
Same. It's all the same. I can't judge. Nothing is better, nothing's worse. Little trouble in the Middle East. Could be anywhere.
Yeah.
Could be anywhere. Could got We could be feuding with Canada nonstop, and just through the grace of God, we're not.
I was watching
because you understand it's not the people, and it could happen anywhere.
I was watching,
why aren't we feuding with Canada?
And Deborah Norville
seems like it'd be our
arguing
turn.
That we were being judgmental by considering terrorists as Islamic fundamentalists. How dare we?
Yeah.
How dare we?
No.
It's not about religion.
It's not about religion. It's everything.
Because in Sri Lanka, there was a man who walked into a convenience store and threatened the customers there, and that was terrorism. Therefore, it's not all Islamic fundamentalists.
The point is they're all religions are the same, all people the same, all cultures the same, all parts of the world the same, and crazy people, the bipolarity, it's all, everything's the same. It's all the same.
And by the way, every time somebody behaves a little strangely, you dare to call them. I had somebody, an attorney say this to me the other day. He goes, every time a patient yells at you, you call them bipolar?
Drew hates attorneys, by the way. He's a doctor. They're like ants and termites. They go at it. They can't help the Hatfields and the McCoys. All right, let's take a break. Come on, let's break it down now. April Mattson here tonight.
Breaking it
Chris,
down.
Quiet down, would you, buddy?
We can't judge.
We can judge. Good parent. He parroted me. That's good.
The pressure.
All right. Quintuplets, Fox, Wednesday nights, 8:30 with a little guy by the name of Andy Richter. We'll take a quick break. Be right back. Hey, everybody. Love Line, man. This is Dr. Drew over there, Jamie Kennedy. In here tomorrow night, April Mattson here tonight from Quintuplets on Fox. 8:30 Wednesday nights with our friend Andy Richter. All right. Let's get back to the phone and burn through some calls. Yes?
Yes.
What about poor Christine? Been on hold for 53 minutes.
Wow.
That's nothing for us.
Yeah, this show is a short hold.
Christine?
Hello?
All right. There 17. What's going on?
A couple weeks ago, I took some ecstasy. Mm-hmm. I had sex with my boyfriend. And mm-hmm. I've heard before that from, like, a lot of people that if you have sex on ecstasy, like, it never feels the same again. Mm-hmm. And now, like, whenever I'm hooking up with him or not, like, it feels good, but it's not enough.
Yeah. Well, it's probably from hearing other people talk about it.
No, I've heard of this happening, that people lose their orgasmic function. And, you know, it's well known to damage the limbic areas of the brain where things like arousal are occurring. So it makes sense in the experience I've had and hearing people talk about these things where they lose it. They don't tend to lose it permanently.
Not from one exposure.
No.
I think I actually heard it on this show from another caller.
Yeah, you will lose it permanently. You keep going on the ecstasy, though. You can. The ecstasy is very damaging.
You hear me, Missy?
Don't do it.
Of course.
All right. You're fine. Look, here's...
He smokes a lot of pot, though. Christine.
What?
You smoke a lot of weed?
No.
Good. All right, let me say this. We haven't talked about this in a while. People constantly trying to make things that are already really good better.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, there are parts of their lives that are doing horribly, and they don't focus on that.
Right.
It's an interesting thing. Okay.
You know what that is, though. You know what that is.
No, I don't know, and I don't care.
I'll tell you what it is. Is it people using sex like a drug to try to regulate their feelings?
I use sex as a weapon.
The fact that everything else, they're unhappy in other areas that they can't regulate their feelings, sex becomes the solution to that.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't work. And when you stabbed her?
I stabbed her with my penis.
Where?
In the foot.
Foot wound.
Yeah.
You didn't just go through the chest wall.
Didn't break the skin. Actually, she didn't know what happened.
No. Just got between her toes a little bit.
She thought I, threw a raisin at her.
Got stuck in there.
Yeah, I got stuck between the small toe. And it was like ringing a bell in between the big toe. But the small toe, I could feel it.
You could feel that.
Like a cigarette in an ashtray,
A little cigarette holder, a little cradle
right,
of the cigarette.
Right. Okay. Here's what I want to say. Everybody, folks, here's what it is. Imagine what a better life we would all have if we didn't sort of play to our strengths or try to improve things that didn't need improvement and took that energy and focus it on. It's like you're getting B+ in this class, you're failing biology.
Yeah,
Instead of trying to get it up to an A, how about focusing on the one you're failing?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I agree.
Yeah, and you end up being a much stronger, more well-rounded person, by the way, if you do that. But it's easier just to focus on things that you like. And actually, it's why it's like people that surf, they end up living a life of surfing. Where they just talk about surfing. Everything is a surfing reference. It becomes, it's like, I'm good at this thing, therefore I will make it my entire life. It's always kind of weak, by the way. I always hate it when a fat comedian or black or Hispanic or whatever your ethnicity is or whatever, redheaded, whatever you are, you go up there and you do a stand-up act and every joke is about whatever your outstanding feature is. It always feels like, that seemed easy.
Uncreative.
Yeah, it seemed like could have stretched it a little bit. Yeah? I would like a morbidly obese, black, redheaded, gay a comedian with cerebral palsy get up there and just tell jokes about airplane food. Nonstop. Not one. You would be blown away. You're like, come on, he's going to do a good joke. He's going to do a wheelchair joke. And he's doing a fat joke. And he's got to do a black one. What? No. No, not this. No. Just boom. Nothing but observational stuff. Huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Yeah.
Perfect.
All right, buddy. Let's take a break.
Timmy.
We get paid the same, by the way. An outrage, yes? Yes. Thank you. We'll take a quick break. I'll be right back after this. Well, everybody, that's the show. I want to thank April for coming in tonight.
And bringing up the poo issue. That was lovely, lovely. Adam and I just achieved a new plateau. And I'm going to go to sleep tonight thinking of him with the kiddie pool of poo surrounding him with the gators and suspenders.
Eye-opening stuff, Drew. Eye-opening.
Yeah, that's good.
Third eye-opening. All right. Quintuplets on Fox, 8:30 Wednesday night. Jamie Kennedy in here tomorrow night. And until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.